USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brandon Bernard was executed late Thursday night at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, making him the 9th federal inmate to be put to death this year. The Supreme Court denied Bernard's request for a stay of execution Thursday night. Bernard was convicted of killing youth ministers Todd and Stacy Bagley by forcing them into the trunk of a car, then setting it ablaze. The first COVID vaccine expected to be deployed in the United States won the backing of the Food and Drug Administration. Advisors who met Thursday to consider emergency use authorization for the vaccine voted 17-4 with one abstention. One of the most anticipated video games of 2020 is Cyberpunk 2077. Keanu Reeves stars in the new video game as Johnny Silverhand. The game uses Keanu's likeness and voice. Cyberpunk 2077 is an open-world adventure story set in Night City. You play as V, a mercenary outlaw going after a one-of-a-kind implant that is key to immortality. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super-bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
What is the NDAA, and why is it being frowned upon by those voting on the measure? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
A vote on the National Defense Policy Bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's abilities to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in Afghanistan.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime, but when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House Wednesday. The federal government would shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight on Friday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Thursday night football, the L.A. Rams stopped the surging New England Patriots 24-3. With about 10 minutes left in the game, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick pulled quarterback Cam Newton out of the game. Asked after the game, Bill made it clear Cam is still his guy.
Cam's our quarterback.
Cam Newton, after their seventh loss this season, the first time since 2002 the Patriots have lost this many games in a season.
We knew exactly what they were going to do. You know, we just got to be better. And it starts with me personally. Just have to make more plays, and that's what it comes down to. Just doing what I'm asked. I'm still going to each and every week with the mentality to keep getting better, and that's what I plan on doing. We just have to be better collectively, and he's right. And I think we didn't play a good style or brand of football tonight, and they did, and they made more plays than us, so it led to them winning.
Next, the Patriots play Miami on the 20th, and the Rams host the winless Jets. President Trump announced another Middle East peace deal Thursday. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, becoming the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in the last 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also begin soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.